I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The state of Alabama executed Christopher Brooks last night for the 1992 rape and murder of Deanne Campbell. The execution was the state's first in more than 2 years and the first to be carried out in Alabama using the controversial new sedative midazolam. Some say midazolam carries a high risk of botched executions, and there's currently a pending lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Alabama's lethal injection procedure, but Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner Jeff Dunn says last night's execution went exactly as planned. Brooks was officially pronounced dead at 6:38 p.m. at the Holman Correctional Facility in Atmore. His last words included, quote, "I hope this brings closure to everybody." Brooks was one of 187 inmates on Alabama's death row. There are no other executions currently scheduled in the state. Alabamians may need hats and gloves today after grabbing their umbrellas yesterday. Forecasters say they expect the storm system now bearing down on the south to dump a lot of snow on northwest Alabama, and other parts of northern Alabama could see snowfall of around 2 inches. The National Weather Service says by tomorrow, 2.5 inches of snow is expected to accumulate in the Shoals region, with nearly 2 inches falling in areas to the south near Russellville. Andy Kula is a senior meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Huntsville. He advised that even with the chance of snow and ice, things look pretty normal for this time of year.
We're right in the heart of winter here, so this is the time of year we tend to get some of our snow events and ice events here in late December through February. So it doesn't happen every year, but certainly this is the time of year we would normally get it.
In addition to the Huntsville region, more than an inch of snow is expected in Athens. The Coleman, Gunnersville, and Fort Payne areas could see about an inch of snow as well. In South Alabama, the National Weather Service is receiving reports of toppled trees, large branches across roads, and some isolated power outages after thunderstorms struck Escambia and Mobile counties last night. The University of Alabama will get the chance to celebrate this month's national championship win by the Crimson Tide football team. The players and head coach Nick Saban will be part of a parade down University Boulevard and into Bryant-Denny Stadium. The team will be officially presented with the college football championship trophy for their victory over Clemson. The Tide will also receive the Cotton Bowl trophy after beating Michigan State. One player who has a lot to celebrate is Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry, who plans to join the NFL.
Definitely surreal. Never thought this moment would come, but, you know, it's here, and I'm thankful for it. You know, God is good. He blessed me so much in my life, and just thankful for all the blessings that he's done. So, you know, just thing that I never thought would come, but just happy that I am where I am today, and it's going to keep on working.
The parade could be the final bow for departing seniors like quarterback Jake Coker. Now your forecast.
Rain today, mixing or changing over to some snow for the northern half of the state. A few minor accumulations could be possible, especially for North Alabama. South Alabama, just rain. Tonight, overnight lows near or below freezing for Saturday. It will be a cold day. Some areas, especially north of I-20, stay in the 30s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.